Could I just have you say what your name and what you do?
Okay. I'm Toshimaru Nakamura, playing No Input Mixing Board.
Okay, cool. Thanks. And I should probably get a little bit of just ambient sound.
Uh-huh. Do you like the ambient sound here?
Yeah, it's nice, and it's also like when I do the editing. Could you tell me how you started in music or improv?
One thing is I used to play the guitar, electric guitar mostly. Mm. And I had not really a band. Maybe that's a band, mm-hmm. or like a group of people playing together. And I was playing guitar and then drums and guitar and sometimes saxophone, two saxophones sometimes, yeah. And we had the kind of a framework, like I'm not sure if it's correct to call them compositions, but some structure. But I like to derail from the, yeah. I tend to end up with just playing from improvisation. And then, yeah, I think that's the start, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think even when I was a child, there was a music class in an ordinary school, like primary school, junior high school. It's nothing, not special school, just an ordinary school. And we had a music class once a week or maybe twice, once a week. And then a teacher would let children compose. I composed with notes, and then more than half of the composition it's just improvisation. So yeah, I think I liked improvisation.
And it wasn't coming out of jazz necessarily?
I have a really, really small amount of knowledge about jazz. No, I can't say I know jazz or I like jazz. I just don't know it.
Yeah, you know? I understand. Mm-hmm. So then, did you find other people who were kind of similarly interested in improvisation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tokyo is big enough to find the music partners. Yeah.
Do you remember that first project that really started to come together? You felt like you were making the music you wanted to make.
That was not so long ago, anyway. I mean, that's when I became even over 30, mm-hmm. I would say. Yeah. So.
And was that solo music, or were you?
Yeah, playing with these people I'm playing with now. Yeah. Like Tetsuji Akiyama and Taku Sugimoto, mm-hmm. and Sachiko M, these people. Yeah, that was a little bit before offsite days. Yeah.
Mm. And I've only read a little bit in mostly in books about the kind of importance of offsite to this group of musicians. Mm-hmm. Can you describe sort of what offsite was?
That was basically the art gallery, small art gallery, but the they were two. A carp. Okay, sorry, it's a fish.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So the one side half was more like art curator, and the other side was also art curator, but he is more into music. So they combined like a gallery space, but you can play music sometime.
Yeah. What neighborhood was it in?
It was in near Shinjuku, Yoyogi. You know Yoyogi? Yes. So since 1997, oh no, eight, I think 98, mm-hmm. Taku Sugimoto and Tetsuji Akiyama and myself had a monthly concert series, improvised music. Mm-hmm. Like, we call it a meeting at Bar Aoyama. Which was in Aoyama area near Shibuya. Mm. And then we did that for 2 years, but I think something wrong happened in the bar.
Okay.
So they had to stop the having us. I mean, this guy is gone.
Okay.
This bar master was gone.
Oh.
And then the other group of young people came into the bar and took over.
Yeah.
And they didn't like us, so yeah, because you know our man was gone for the reason I can't say. I mean,
yeah.
It's probably
yeah,
it's some legal issue.
Yeah,
so so we start to look for the new place, mm-hmm. and then Taku Sugimoto, I think old friend, was a. Starting this place, mm-hmm. Off-site, and I was okay, this is the place, and we went there, and I think the first show we had was even before they officially opened the gallery.
Oh.
Yeah, so still the wall was just nothing, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
very punk.
Yeah.
And were you playing guitar still at this
no,
point?
No. At the point, I already switched my instrument to no-input mixing board. Yeah.
Did someone introduce you to the no-input mixer, or how did you find it as an instrument?
The other side of myself has been a sound technician,
mm-hmm.
you know, since when I was 20 or something. And that was my first job anyway.
Me too, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So I have the guitar, my guitar here, and always, you know, the mixing desk around. So I knew how to use it. I know how to use it. That means I know how not to use it. Yeah. So I just misuse or abuse my mixing desk, and then obtain the. The sound,
mm.
yeah.
Do you enjoy playing the no input mixer more than the guitar, or they just give you very different things?
Well, I was pretty uncomfortable to play the guitar at the time already, because the guitar is the one thing is there are a lot of great guitarists around me, in the past of course, and around me, together. This is the one thing, and the other thing is playing the guitar is a bit too much dominant. You say dominating the room, maybe.
Yeah.
Because you have to play the guitar to make noise, to make sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to start. You have to twang the strings first. Then otherwise, there's no music.
No music.
Yeah. So. You have to do something first. That's I felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But no input mixing board. Once you make this connection or configuration with cables, and then sometimes just the sound comes out. Yeah. So machine can lead me, you know.
And you just manipulate it.
Yeah. A little bit shifting from. From the start point was they make sound. I mean, it makes sound. And then I just follow it. It makes me more comfortable.
Are there certain sounds that you are trying to get from the mixing board? Like, that you like more than others?
I prefer something unpredictable, like something surprised me. Some sound surprises me. So, yeah, if I make some sound, oh, I know this sound, then I will lose my interest.
Thank you.
is there such thing as bad improvisation? Like, how do you know when one of your improvisations has not gone well?
Mm.
Or is it always just good and different?
It's difficult, yeah. I mean, again, if the if this improvisation set didn't surprise me, that it's that was a bad improvisation. It's because, you know, you just repeat yourself.
Yeah.
That's bad. You know, it's opposite. From opposite to the idea of improvisation, because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So it's more about, you say, maybe finding something new.
Mm-hmm. You have to new every time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you have outside of music? Do you have sounds that you're obsessed with, or that you very much like? Could, like, for instance, like the sound of a park or birds,
mm.
or even urban sounds.
Birds chirping, singing, nice, of course. Mm. That's why I live in this area of Tokyo. It's a bit far. It's not really far, but only 15 minutes from city center,
yeah.
on the train. But, you know, this is different. Yeah. So yeah, it's no problem with this. Or I don't wanna listen to it all the time. But there's sometimes like. The sound of machines, mm-hmm. but not really like machines like saw or drills, like,
yeah.
not this, more like a constant, like a hum of air conditioner, mm-hmm. or ventilation fans, like this constant noise, and then you shift your position of your head or directions, and sounds totally differently, like some frequency range cut and some are enhanced, like this. So I like constant machine noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. It can become a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But maybe for some length of time. Not the whole day, but
this doesn't seem like the neighborhood for it, but have you ever experienced those sort of like young men on motorcycles, Bosuzuku. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate them. Because that's... because it's... Wait, it's a noise of machine... noise from machine, but it's more... how can I say? They do it on purpose. They wanna do it. Right? So that's... for me, that's almost like noise from human. Because they're... through their anger or through their, I don't know. I hate them.
how do you pronounce it again? I think I'm doing it wrong.
Bosozoku.
Bosozoku. Mm. Yeah. Why do you think they need to make so much noise?
Maybe that the very same reason we make noise music, maybe. But we are we have a permission to do that, right? Artists, yeah. I mean, you can do it, and some people wants to hear that, our noise, right? Mm-hmm. But Bosozoku noise, nobody want to hear that. Maybe there's some, I don't know. Maybe not so different from us.
Yeah.
The reason. Yeah.
They're motorcycle artists.
Yeah, yeah. They want to do it, and for us, I want to do it. You know, the different things, but the different media.
Yeah.
But maybe from the same reason.
If maybe a group of them got up on a stage with their motorcycles, it would be a totally different experience. Like, it was same sound, but if they just did it in an art space,
mm-hmm.
I think that
yeah
where you do it is important.
Change the subject, yeah, yes. But I don't know if because in a way also noise musicians as well, We want to be loved, but we want to be hated as well, right? Yeah. So maybe the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, if everybody loves oh, you're great, like this, and then something's wrong, you know, something wrong with it.
Got to do something different.
No, different, yeah.
I think that's when you drive the construction equipment through the side of the venue.
Yeah.
That one of those stories from the Japanese scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When yes. Everyone's like, oh my God, your music is so good, you're like, no, we got to bulldoze the venue.
Yeah.
Do you have loud neighbors? Do you ever hear your neighbors being too loud?
I mean, the some kids practicing piano all day or something like this.
I mean, it seems like a quiet neighborhood, so maybe not, but maybe in like more urban environments. Because I live with.
I think our upstairs neighbors, he or she vacuumed the floor just too much, I think. I hear them. But a little bit, not really. I mean, it's a stable house, so it's not really too much too noisy, but I hear it. I hear the noise, and he or she just clean the floor all the time. Oh, this is a very small apartment, you know. Do you need it? I don't know.
Do you ever go upstairs and say, hey, could you?
No. I think they love their apartment very much, so it's understandable. It's okay. Yeah.
Would you ever go live out in a place that's totally quiet, like in an a house out in the forest?
No, I've been living here for probably 30 years. I mean, this area, not exactly here, but
close.
Yeah, it's always west from Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was born in Osaka actually, but when I was 3 or 4, moved to Chiba. Chiba is right in between city center, Tokyo city center, and the airport. In between.
Mm-hmm. What music do you listen to in your free time? Are you listening to similar music or very different or no music?
No music. I think I stopped listening to the music. No, I don't really listen to music. Last night we played the Kate Bush record. Yes. I mean, sometimes I listen to some music. And a few days ago I listened to Larry Coryell, like a guitar player. Mm-hmm. And I think I play CDs or records, vinyl, probably twice a week. Mm. Or 3 times a week.
Do you listen when you walk outside?
No. A bus, specifically. Yeah. No, no.
No iPhones.
No. I don't like it.
Why not?
I prefer listening to the sound happening now around you, mm-hmm. Around me. Why not? I don't know. No, I don't listen to music walking or in a train or subway. Mm-hmm. No, I don't do that. Yeah. Maybe I'm paying attention. You know, somebody can attack me, and then be cautious.
Someone who hates your music.
Yeah.
What are your feelings towards your mixer? Is it... I know for some guitarists, they love their guitar, you know, they name it. Mm-hmm. Is it just a tool for you, or is it, do you have, I don't know, very positive feelings towards it? Does that make sense?
Well, something in between. I mean, I don't call it, just a tool, you know, I need it.
Yeah.
But I don't call it baby or something like that.
It doesn't have a name.
No. Yeah, that's an old machine anyway. That's I think 30 years old, or maybe 25, 30 years. That's old Mackie. So that's something special. And I've been using exactly the same one for whole my mixing career. So yeah, this is something. This is something special for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same model or the exact same?
Exact same machine.
Never breaks?
No. I mean, this volume knob was chopped up, out. So just I had to replace it. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, but the machine itself is one time I dropped the thing from the 3 meters
yeah.
high to the hard concrete floor,
yeah.
smashed, but still works okay.
Wow.
So I think that it's a very strong one.
In 30 years you can still get sounds that you don't expect out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always different.
Mm. Maybe I'm just forgetful.
Maybe.
Yes, it's good, you know.
Yeah.
Being forgetful.
Oh. Wow. It's a nice park. Do you prefer playing with acoustic musicians, or will you play with anyone?
I prefer to play with acoustic musicians. Yes. I can't explain why, but it just happened like that.
Yeah. You would never do a no-input mixer duo?
Would be nice too. I'm interested, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah.
And you've started adding some effects as well, right? Mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. just the mixer itself.
No, I use a couple of pedals. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's also fun.
Old guitar pedals.
Older than you.
Yeah. Other than Bosuzuku, do you have any least favorite sounds? Sounds that drive you crazy?
Within my music?
I think outside of your music.
Okay.
Or you.
Within music, it's I have a clear answer for that.
Okay, please.
If I use if I use this pedal,
yeah.
and if I hear the sound of the pedal itself, I hate it. Because it's just too easy for me.
Oh, fuck,
you know. So I want some you know. Even if I use reverb,
yeah,
I hear no fuzz, then it's wow, it's great. Yeah, so obvious effect sound, I hate it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're not gonna use like very like delay like ta 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 ta.
No, sometimes it's okay, but I would be disappointed.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you know that I used to use a lot of delay machines, and a delay machine can be used as a filter as well if you are
very
yeah then it, oh yes
yeah that can be very nice. I've noticed when you get closer to the middle of the city, there's sounds pretty much everywhere, especially on the trains. There's always little bits of sound to tell you, oh, a train is coming.
Okay.
This way to the exit.
Mm.
Would you prefer different sounds? Would you like to ever try to design those sounds?
No, I'm not interested. The one thing I don't like about this announcement or like notice in the stations or any public space, they just talk too much. Yeah, they talk all the time, you know. It's this floor is a little bit slippery, so beware. Or like it's a rainy day. If it's rainy day, and they say like today it's rainy, and so don't forget to bring your umbrella. I mean, don't leave your umbrella in the train car or subway. So you know, we are not kids, and it's okay if I lose my umbrella. It's not your fault. It's my fault. You know, you don't have to tell me what to do. I hate it. I tend to hate, you know, if someone tells you a lot too much. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah, it's my umbrella. Mm. I can lose it. You know.
You don't ever, have you ever improvised with someone who uses the voice that sings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the voice performers, anyway, literally a small number.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't done it so many times, but yes, I have done it, yes. Mm.
And always when you put out music on a CD, is it always like a performance, or do you do a lot of editing?
For my solo, I enjoy editing a lot, sometimes really heavily. But the improvisational like a recording from the show, like a performance with other people, I do it very minimum number of edit points.
Do you ever this music is ever political or revolutionary at all, or is it just aesthetic? Are we just listening to sounds and just enjoying them?
It started as enjoying the sound, yes. But if you look at it, this is a Toshimaru Nakamura's political statement, and I have no problem with it. Because that's I try to be personal and personal. I don't want to copy anyone. I don't want to study anyone's music. So I'm really happy to be personal. And if I'm lucky, I want to be special, of course. So, and then I have chosen this instrument. It can be a political statement as well, you know?
Yeah.
It's not. Of course, you know, I bought all these things from the market or like shops or the like internet. So, but still, still this music is not for sale. My music is not for sale. I mean, if you
Can buy it, but
yeah, you can buy it. You know, if you're happy to pay me, yes, but but you don't have to do it.
Yeah, it's not exactly profitable music.
No, no, not at all. I know that very well, yes.
For me, there's no noise because it's a relative concept. So noise is what you think it's noise. But if you like noise music, it's not noise music. It's just noisy music, but it's not noise relatively. Any sound, any conversation around, any train or traffic noise or car construction noise, everything could be music, not with that melody. It's not about melody or harmony or the rhythm. I think I could enjoy every sound, city sound, as music. Yeah, if I want. Yeah. So I was learning Kendo, and I just quit it at 10. And maybe just after that, or around the same time, I started playing trumpet, because my friends, classmates, practicing the trumpet mouthpiece in between classes. There's a long break. So usually kids do baseball, but they are just seriously practicing mouthpiece, not playing baseball. So I was curious, what this guy doing? But guitar is more after. I came across to rock music, also influenced by my brother. He was 6 years older than me. That's around 76 or 77. So before that, I was impressed more Japanese new music, folk music, kind of stuff, but changed to rock around that time, 77 or so. We'll be right back. At that time, there's not so much record shop that's around to order or buy. So I went to Arbivan, it's in Ikebukuro, run by Seibu department at that time. And I ordered some music concrete. I was maybe high school student, but it never arrived. So that kind of time. It's not, there's no Amazon or something.
did you have other people here that were that you could talk to about these ideas?
Yeah, I think some people around. Yeah, I had some friends outside school, so I only could talk this kind of stuff with these people, not the school classmate.
Mm-hmm. They might think you were maybe a little bit strange for saying, oh, the music is all around us. Are there particular environments that you prefer?
Maybe I'm wrong, but there is similarity with traffic sound near the Big Avenue. If you're living in the Big Avenue, you open the window, there's only always traffic. It's quite random. But I think that kind of sound is randomly wise, similar to the sound of the ocean wave.
Mm-hmm.
So you could trigger this traffic car noise as a wavy sound. It's so, if you, once you think, try to think of that, so this noisy sound immediately come to more natural, because this randomness is natural, you know, because it's artificial noise, but it's also natural, you know, this randomness itself of this car noise. Sometimes noisy, sometimes not car running, sometimes 10 cars at the same time. So this is a natural phenomenon.
Yeah.
At one point, I tried to not imitate, but I tried to perform like not having any purpose, musically purpose. I mean, I'm playing guitar, but I'm not playing music. So, is this possible? So that kind of approach I was doing. So if I play guitar as if any, you know, the wind, like a Irian harp, so wind makes a sound or something. So it's not any human being with any idea playing guitar. So more like a bacteria is making noise or something. So that's my concept at one point. And so we're not aiming to bring improvisation. It's improvisation is just a result. So we played improvisingly, but we didn't play improvised music. It's only a result. So and this way it was easier to come to a certain point for a band to play playing improvisingly, smoothly after this session with this traffic noise. Yeah.
You can almost not imitate it, but you can take inspiration from its randomness.
Yes.
I'm very interested by the what you said, that almost like a bacteria just playing guitar.
Yeah.
So do you have your personal sound, or is it just you have your guitar, you put everything as it is? And...
After a while, last 10 years or something, I'm more like just playing guitar. More naturally, I mean, with regular tuning. I used to play detuned, but after I got a new guitar, maybe I started try to playing with regular tuning with some melody intentionally, but still, you know, it sounds like playing music, but inside me, it's I don't know. Maybe I'm playing music, but there's also something else. Unconsciously, I try to. More like it's not me playing, but my finger playing. So it's a little bit. I try to divide myself in two. So one of me playing guitar, and the other part of me just watching it and listening to it objectively. So before I came to this idea, I was not good at playing solo. I had no idea to play solo myself. I'm very much content to play in a band. I'm playing guitar, someone playing drum, bass, or other instrument. That's very feeling at home. So there's one time I got to play solo for the first time. So I was struggled, how could I play solo? What should I do? Then first solo, I came to the idea to use rare Japanese sword with that's the first time that was I just use it as a violin bow, playing the tabletop electric guitar, and it's quite loud and harsh, and it's not as a violin bow. The metal, this is a heavy metal katana sword, made a continuous sound. So if it's a violin, it stops the sound. Sustain stops, and but katana, so it's just drawn with a harsh frequency and a very complex harmonics. This is more like eventually I'm getting used to playing solo after that. So because at the same time the band rehearsal didn't go well, so I went to the studio, no other guy came or something. Oh, maybe this is banded. Disbanded or something.
How do you feel when you play? You talked about this kind of distance of like your fingers.
I just stopped thinking as I performing. I just let my fingers do. So if I think I should play this note and then I play, even if it's a tiny moment, there's a time lag. And that's this tiny time lag is a big delay. Still big delay, even if it's a 0.001 second, it's big delay. So I just stopped thinking and think and pray. So it just pray and watch it. And so
is it like meditation?
I didn't know about the idea of meditation at that time, but maybe recently I read about a kind of idea of mindfulness, or kind of idea. It's kind of mindfulness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were just watching yourself. Anything, you just pray. It's not you are praying or something. Yeah.
But maybe you are already doing it and then you read about it.
Yeah. Everything is, I feel like everything is already recorded, pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Would,
like a, because I feel like I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do it. Everything is already done. I just follow the trace. I just trace it, something like that. And I don't need any effort to trace it. So everything happens automatically, or more like it, as if it's pre-recorded.
Do you practice?
I don't practice improvisation, but I like to practice guitar itself. Any like classical, or I'm still not good at playing guitar. So I'm after 4 years, I like to learn still kind of rock, jazz, classical, country rock, some other things. I'm not good at everything. I'm not good at, yeah. I still buy instruction videos and DVDs and books.